There is a world between our world and the world of the dead. The underworld. One man walks the banks of both sides, bringing justice from beyond the grave, from beyond the River Styx. Styx Season 2, Episode 3, The Smoking Gun.
Holiday lights twinkle in the city, but cold and fear have the season of hope on ice. There's a killer out there. Little does the city know there's a killer lurking in the afterlife too. And they might be one and the same. If I can find him, if I can stop him, I can do the impossible. Bring back someone from the dead. Elise. I start to wonder what I'd say if I looked her in the eyes again, when the office door opens. It's true, but she ain't alone. And a heat blooms in my gut. Hattie, what the hell are you doing here?
I asked her to come.
It's not a good time.
The office doesn't smell like vodka yet. Should I come back in an hour?
You just lost your catnip privileges.
Like, would you just listen?
The killer is murdering innocent people. Good people. And all Montrose can see are the weapons that somehow link them to you.
She's got it out for me, all right.
And so does this killer.
And True tells me there's another in Underworld City. One who left the same symbol.
I'm pretty sure there was a clause in your raise about keeping company business in company.
You pay me in cash, Blake. And you wouldn't know a clause if it floated to the top of your whiskey.
These cases are linked. If we're gonna find out why, we need to connect the dots on both sides of the river.
I can connect the dots just fine by myself, thank you.
That's not how we brought down the Black Rose. We did it together.
Things are different now. I'm not that guy in your book, Hattie. I never was.
You're the only man who can walk both sides of the river. This city and the other one needs you.
I'm not the only one. There's another.
Another Wraith? How is that possible?
I don't know. But he's packing heat in Underworld City, and that makes him powerful.
Is the symbol he's leaving exactly the same as the one here?
A mirror image. Look.
Maybe it's not a mirror image.
What do you mean?
The two symbols are slightly different. See?
The mouth is turned up on this one, but turned down on the other.
And there's a line running from one eye that ain't on this one.
A frown and a tear. A smile and a cheerful eye.
Two halves to a whole. One face.
This ain't an ancient occult symbol.
It's a theater mask.
The tokens on the victim's eyes came from a show on the old boardwalk. A show that featured a man who wore that very mask. Xander, the Enigma.
I took Bobby once when he was a boy. The finale brought down the house. Xander would reveal his face, fire a bullet into the crowd, then another man in a mask would catch it. And when he took off the mask...
It was him again.
What happened to this guy?
Like a good magician, he vanished. I dug through the archives for hours. Nothing. Xander the Enigma appeared out of nowhere and left the same way. It's like someone erased the paper trail.
Makes sense. If the draw of your show is mystery...
You can't just be some Joe off the street.
You have to be the mystery.
The only other clue I found was an article written years later about the decay of the old boardwalk. It referenced some kind of tragedy at the Xander show. That tragedy was the final nail in the boardwalk's coffin.
Let me guess. When you tried to find the story about the tragedy itself...
The articles were gone.
Answer it, True. I think I know who it is.
Styx Detective... Psychic Services. I see. All right.
The Gypsy?
How'd you know?
There's another body in Underworld City, isn't there?
There is.
This killer's like you. Working both sides.
Yes, but why?
Sounds like we need a pair of eyes in both worlds.
Fine. I'll have a look at this latest murder in the underworld. Hattie, the archives may have come up empty, but you still have those tokens.
You think I should take them to her?
When the ordinary rolls up snake eyes, see if the extraordinary dice are any hotter.
I won't be able to hide this from Montrose. She's having me followed.
Then make it easy for her. Invite her along. That should be a laugh.
Then we'll meet back here tonight to discuss the findings.
I guess so.
We're back in business!
Temporarily. Just until we find this killer.
Temporarily. Just business.
Yeah. Business. True will get my shot. I'm going under. The moment I land, I find a boat runner who points me towards the docks. Conrad's already there. Even from a distance, he looks smaller somehow. Frailer. He's always played a role of a beggar, but this time he looks the part. Blind, old, lost. I get an idea whose body's been found before I even see her face. Terpsy. The river folk who helped us the night before. I'm sorry, Conrad.
You know, I used to be somebody, P.I. I don't look like it anymore. I sure as hell don't feel like it. But I used to be someone strong.
Back downriver?
Back in time. Some folks here would talk about the guy I used to be. Terpsy talked to me like I still was. There are plenty of my kind who've had it coming and will never get it. Not her.
Any idea why she'd be a target?
Maybe, but not here. Footsteps coming. Brace yourself.
Where are they? Where are those sons of bitches?
Perfect.
Why am I standing over the body of another one of my kind in my city, Wayman?
You're not a man who takes things lying down?
The little monkey thinks he's funny.
Sister Mary Margaret once nominated me for class clown.
Remember our deal, detective. Remember what you're working for.
How many murder investigations you've been a part of, boatman? They take time.
You should understand how fleeting that can be. Look at the skyline, detective.
The clues are on the ground, boatman. Don't want to miss the forest for the...
Look at it!
He's right, Blake. Look.
The buildings. They're flickering. Like the fade.
River folk are no longer born, Wayman. We don't often die. But all of us, from the greatest to the least, have a job. Something we were made to do.
So you were made to run this shithole.
Who said life was fair?
The jobs we do are the underpinnings of the spiritual world. Some of those underpinnings uphold the foundations of your world as well.
If more of us fail, that flicker you're seeing will quicken into a storm. So do you have anything resembling a lead?
The killer is a soul.
Impossible.
He's not just any soul. He's a wraith. And he's killing up top, too.
The insects he steps on in your world are not my concern. I've offered you payment beyond what's been offered to any mortal before. Do your job, dog. Our world depends on it.
Does charm like that last an eternity?
You held something back, didn't you?
For some reason, I think he did too. But yeah, we got a lead up top. Hattie's on it. If only he'd do us a favor and drop a clue here.
Maybe he has.
What do you mean?
Downriver, we had our own war once, and we had weapons to fight it. The one who made them was called the Forger.
Could he have made this gun?
He could if he wasn't dead. Killed by one of his own creations. After the war, his forge and all the weapons were hidden away. Even his family were banished to Underworld City.
Family?
The Forger had daughters.
Maybe they know where to find it. Or who's using it. Can we find them?
The killer already did. At least one.
Terpsy. She was the daughter of the Forger?
Yes. So different from her father.
Who's the other?
The other has her father's fire. His rage. But her gift isn't dancing, it's singing.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, her.
Left here.
Where the hell are you taking me now, Foster?
Little Jakarta.
Unless we're stopping for lunch, I foresee an enormous waste of time.
Are you any closer to solving these murders?
No.
I was like you once, you know.
Sane.
Sure of what I knew or didn't. It's just up ahead.
A restaurant. Maybe some lunch after all.
It's owned by Sephira, a Dalong who works with Blake.
A Dal what?
A shadow puppeteer. Just keep an open mind.
What I should keep is the engine running.
Thank you.
Zephira? Are you here?
Could that be, Hetty Foster? It's been a while, news lady.
I know, and I'm sorry.
I keep the sorry. Give the embrace for a friend. What brings you by now? And don't tell me Blake Wayman.
What did he do this time?
Caught him with an ace up his sleeve at our last poker night. He thought it was hilarious. He owes me a scene note.
There's a shock.
Oh, you brought a friend. A very official-looking friend.
Oh, gee, another psychic.
And a non-believer. I don't do psychic, official woman. But I did capture a Kundalanak in a bottle. And I serve a mean beef rundown.
Of course you do.
Zephira, we're here about...
the killings? Feels like bad times again. Take my hand, official woman. Let me get to know you.
I don't think... oh, your arm.
What's the matter? Never seen a hand like this one? Curled up like a broken wing on a broken bird?
I'm sorry, I just...
You can keep your sorry too. If I was born with the hand, I wouldn't have the gift. Now, take it. Non-believer indeed. But you'll see the light before the end.
Right.
Zephira, we have a lead. It's not much.
Did you bring a thing of this person? Something to touch?
The killer left these coins on his victims.
Put them in my hand, Hetty. Then stand away from me. The both of you. The shadows! Move! The spirits! Pakulihat kagalapan! Kasapitan! Kasakitan!
Zephira!
The one that touched these coins has the gift. There is a cloak over him, hiding him from me.
Sure there is.
But I can pierce it.
How?
A jelangkung, a vessel to hold the spirit. But there's something I need for the spell.
Let me guess. Eye of newt and toe of frog?
Oh, it'll cost a little bit more than that. Always does. 3 drops of blood from a non-believer.
3 drops of... wait. My blood? Okay, that's it. I'm stopping the crazy train and getting off. Come on, Foster.
Is there another way?
Afraid not, Sayang.
If Blake isn't having better luck down there, we might be in bigger trouble up here.
Conrad and I head towards Scylla on the Rocks, the nightclub where I walked into a trap a year ago, and where Elise first reappeared to save my ass, only to sacrifice her own. We hear the music as we close in, but it's not the same. No angel's voice sung with a devil's tongue. I open the door and realize the terrible reason why. Son of a bitch.
Now it's a party.
What the hell are you doing here?
How many times do I gotta tell you? I'm a businessman, Wraith. Welcome to my latest acquisition.
You bought Scylla on the Rocks?
You should both know. I had you on the VIP list for the grand reopening, but cuts had to be made.
I'd have been busy washing my hair.
Ha! I've been counting down the days till I saw you again, Wayman. Figures it'd take deaths on this side of the river to hasten our reacquaintance.
What do you know about it?
You ain't the only one with ears in this burg. I hear about the hotelier. I hear about the dancer. I hear fear in places I ain't heard it before.
When did you last see Lorelei?
20 questions, huh? Top of the inning for the visiting team. Play ball. I saw when I inked the deal for this spot just a few days ago. My turn. Are you, Mr. Living Ghost, working for the boatman?
Yeah.
After he iced your girl? What did he offer you to get over that little speed bump?
Keep wondering.
It's strange to see a man who walks among the dead so haunted. You should get yourself a new girl up top while you're still vertical. Know what I'm saying? Or maybe you did.
Now you're batting out of order. Where did Lorelei go?
Swinging for the fences, huh? All right, Wayman. She didn't lay out her itinerary for yours truly. But part of our deal was a train ticket. On the express.
The Cirque du Mort. Let's go, Blake.
Don't they got baseball where you come from, old-timer? Bottom of the ninth belongs to the home team. Last question. How did they die, the night manager and dear old Terpsy?
They were shot.
So, it's true. Burner in Underworld City. Hell of a thing, a gun. Make a weak man strong. Make a scared man scary. You still tote a piece up top, P.I.?
Not since I was a cop.
Hell of a thing, the power of fear in the palm of your hand.
As long as the barrel don't turn around.
Ain't that the truth? Don't let it turn on you, Wraith. After all, there's still that little favor you owe me, remember?
Yeah. See you around, Lupo.
See you soon, P.I. Real soon.
Montrose, wait.
Wait for what? The full moon?
Look, I'll level with you. Blake's not a psychic.
Well, well, well. Finally some truth. What would all your fans say if they found out your hero is a fraud?
He's not a fraud. The truth is just more complicated. He has a gift.
A gift for bullshit.
I thought that too the first time I met him.
Before he worked his charms on you?
He solved my sister's murder. Knew things impossible to know. Uncovered things impossible to dig up.
How?
It's dangerous for him if I tell you.
You know, I actually like you, Foster. You're smart, driven, article after article exposing crime and corruption in this city. But we all have blind spots. Yours is Blake Wayman. You're soft on him. Maybe you love him.
You don't know him like I do.
I know he got his wife killed as he recklessly pursued a case he'd been told to drop. I know he quit the force. I know he became a drunk and a con man.
And I know the Black Rose once held this city in a chokehold. And Blake Wayman was the one who broke it. Take a leap of faith, Montrose. If you don't believe in Blake, believe in me. What's three drops of blood for a chance to stop a killer?
Conrad and I arrive at the Cirque. Even its horrifying thoroughfares are emptier than usual. But the freaks and visitors haven't run off. They've gathered under a tent in the center of the grounds, listening to a song. The crowd leans in, soaking up that angel's voice. Maybe they know it's a devil's song, maybe not. The souls in the Cirque are more ready for the fade than most. So what do they care? Lorelei keeps singing until she catches my eye.
I fell, and it was swell.
What's a circus without the biggest freak?
Hi there, handsome. What did you give Lupo to find me?
Not a goddamn thing.
That fat bastard.
Hey, you're interrupting the show!
Beat it, pal!
It didn't take me long to find new fans, Mr. Wayman.
We need to talk.
We said beat it, or we're gonna beat you.
Maybe I'll get a show for a change. I remember how strong you are. How invigorating that is.
Your sister is dead, Lorelei.
Everyone out.
We came for a show and we're not leaving until...
I said everyone out!
Most of the crowd runs. Those that don't get blown out the entrance. Those even less lucky get faded and drop their coins on the spot. Until all that's left is the three of us.
Is it true, old man?
It was Terpsy.
After I heard what happened to the night manager, I had a feeling it wouldn't stop with him.
So you abandoned the city. And Terpsy.
I know I'm a monster. But I'm not that ugly. I tried to tell her it was time to lie low.
Why didn't she listen?
There were souls still in need of peace, she said.
That sounds like her.
Yes, that uppity bitch. Are you and the detective going to find the traitor who did this?
It's no traitor, Lorelei.
The killer's a soul.
Not possible. No soul could wield one of my father's weapons.
He's a wraith, like me. We think the gun he's using was made from one of the old weapons.
Then there is a traitor. A soul as strong as you might be able to handle the power of a watered-down weapon. But not even you could use the forge, Blake Wayman. It would melt the handsome face from your skull.
Lorelei, is the forge an underworld city?
I don't know. I never thought twice about my father's work after he died. Now leave me alone.
You must know a way we can find it.
I got no family left in need of protection. So piss off.
We're not leaving without answers.
You think you heard the limit of my range? You think I can't hurt this mortal? You think I can't hurt you?
Let's keep it cool here.
You're gonna talk, Lorelei.
Oh no, Prophet. I'm gonna sing.
No, wait!
No!
I thought I felt pain the first time Lorelei hit me with her voice. But that was nothing. This feels like the flesh being peeled from my bones, one layer at a time, threatening to rip the soul from the body I left behind in a tub of ice up top.
Now, the last. 3 drops of an unbeliever's blood to paint onto the Jilankun.
If one word of this leaks, Foster.
Quiet! Now, Hetty. Once again, give me the tokens.
Careful, Saphira.
Sun and moon. Sea and sky. Water and fire. I see you in the eyes of the Jilankun.
What did you see?
The killing of the Morgan woman was not the first. This Dark One has killed before.
Killed who?
A woman. Golden hair. Killed over 1 year ago. She is the key, Hattie. Find her, and you will find this man.
That's it. No address. No name. Just a description of a woman who could be anyone. And a guess that a killer has killed before. Why did I listen to you, Foster?
You weren't always faithless, Madeline Montrose. Not when you and your mother would pray your fears away as a child.
My mother?
She was a believer. And there was no cloak over her in your memories. I saw her bright as a star in the shadows around you. She taught you the 7 saints. You'd be wise to remember her lesson now.
How do you... This is crazy. All you people are crazy.
Are you all right, Saphira?
Don't worry about me. I've been walking in shadow even longer than Blake. But tread carefully. It is darkness into which you now wade.
Thank you, Saphira.
I am afraid for you, Hetty. Afraid for your soul.
Montrose! Montrose, wait!
I don't know who you people are or how you get your information. But after I nail this killer, I'm coming for this underground world of charlatans.
What was it that Saphira said to you? What are the 7 saints?
One of my mother's crazy ideas. Out of one of her dusty, crazy books. Your friend was right. My mother was just as crazy as you. She believed that the fate of a place wasn't decided by cops or politicians or any definable legal system, of course. But whether it had just 7 saints... Just 7 people who really and truly love their fellow man. That was all it took to keep darkness at bay.
There must be a reason Saphira said it. Maybe it's important. We can talk about it on the way back to...
You're walking back, Foster. Our partnership on this case is over. I took your leap of faith. All there is on the other side is madness. I'm following the facts. They still point to Blake Wayman. And I'm going to nail him.
As long as whoever's on the other side of the river doesn't nail him first.
I'm seeing stars. The darkness is closing in. Until a shield steps between me and the brunt of the blow. Conrad.
Get out of here, Wayman!
Lorelei's song is torturing even him. But he buys me just enough time to make one last play.
You can feel it! Can't you, Lorelei? It's a pit inside of you, a bottomless hole. You're afraid it's going to swallow you. I can help you, Lorelei. I can tell you what it is. I know what haunts you.
How?
Remember our drink? You said you wanted to feel. This nothing eating you from the inside is a feeling.
It burns like dark magic.
It's pain, Lorelei. It's called loss.
I didn't love my sister. Why would I be afflicted by this?
Maybe you envied her. Maybe you hated her. But she took up space inside of you. That space is empty.
Can it be filled again?
I tried to fill mine. Even came close. I had the last handful of dirt in my hand, then I couldn't.
Why not?
Because if I did, it would have been me to kill the last of her that was left.
How do mortals live like this?
The only other option is not living at all. Come on, Conrad. Let's go. Whatever it's worth, Lorelei. I'm sorry.
Detective. Find a piece of the weapon. A fragment. Hold it in your hand and speak my father's name. It will vibrate if the forge is near.
Thanks, Lorelei. See you around.
See you around, ghost man. If the killer doesn't see one of us first.
I wake up. It's the middle of the night. Sphinx is curled up in a ball on a lap that doesn't belong to True.
True is asleep at your desk. She needed it. Saphira gave me a lead.
An old enemy gave me one, too.
It's late. We should compare notes in the morning.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You still keep that bottle of 5-year under the spare hat in your bottom left drawer?
I upgraded it to a 12-year.
Wealthy widows pay pretty good.
That they do.
I could use a drink, Blake.
Hattie.
It's just whiskey. It'll only be trouble if it comes with talking. And I just need the whiskey.
Hattie goes to get the glasses. I climb out of the tub and fall into my chair. I tell myself it's just a drink. Just business. But it feels like it did before. Like a handful of dirt to toss into a hole that was almost full.
Styx is written, directed, and produced by Matt Rainey. Sound mix and music score by Matt Branson. Sound editing and design by Keonti Perry.
Performed by Brian O'Sullivan, Jen McGurk, John Lacey, Sharon Angela, Alexa Capiello, Alan Smith, Patrick Tutera, Anastasia Matrunin, Michael Garcia, Haley Greenbauer, John Jack Rogers, Bonnie McNeil, Fira Budeman. Recorded at Acoustical Garden in Los Angeles, California.
Season 2 of Styx is dedicated to the memory of K. Patrick Tutera, who played Lupo, Lickspittle, and more. He was a passionate performer and a fierce friend. He will be missed.